This is indeed David's Daily Devotional. I'm really excited today. Let me tell you why. I was going to bring you John the 13th chapter, verse 34 and 35. And I was just reading on a little bit further. And it seemed to me that God highlighted John 14, verse 1 and following. The word love is not mentioned. And this series is Agape Love, and we are at part 20. But the word love wasn't mentioned. But as I read it, I thought, I know you want me to speak here, Lord. And that's what I'm going to do. Jesus is saying these words, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. And trust in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, I would have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you. When everything is ready, I'll come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. I love what it says in the King James Version when it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And what goes on after that is Thomas says, no, we don't know, Lord. We've no idea where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was saying, look, why are you worried? What's going on? Why are you concerned? Beforehand, he'd been saying, Jesus had said, you can't go with me now, but you will follow me later. Peter said, but why can't I come now, Lord? I'm ready to die for you. And Jesus retorted straight back and said, die for me? I tell you the truth, Peter, before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. What do you think Peter thought then? Oh, my Lord. He didn't question God. He didn't question Jesus, simply because he knew that Jesus was speaking the truth, but he didn't know how that could possibly happen. How could I deny the Lord? I love him that much. How could I deny him? But Jesus was recognizing the love that the disciples had for Jesus. And I believe today, as I'm bringing you this daily devotional, Jesus is recognizing the love that you have for him. He's recognizing it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. That word I needed today. I absolutely needed that word today. I was telling you a little bit earlier on that we don't make very much income here on Worship Radio 247. We do have some income, but we don't have much. And we were told today that one source of income that was coming into Worship Radio 247 is going to stop at the end of the month. And the first thing I did was to panic. In my heart, I panicked. How are we going to pay the bills? And I thought, what? Why am I panicking? Beloved, it was a spiritual attack. I thought, I can't pay the bills. I'm concerned. I'm worried. I'm concerned. I'm worried. Was I trusting in God? Of course not. So I'm going to bring you the daily devotional, and I'm going to bring you John, the 13th chapter, and from verse 34, and I just flicked over the page. And I see this. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me also. Of course! Why wouldn't I trust in my Savior? Why would I not trust in my Savior? Of course I trust in my Savior. Of course I do. But for a moment, just for a moment, there was a panic. Because, beloved, I am human. I am a human being, and I have human frailties, and I fail. And before God and before you now, I say, Father, forgive me for that brief failure. For of course I trust in you. I trust only in you. I can't trust in anything else. I can't trust in man. That's impossible. But I can trust in you, Father. And I believe the Lord is saying the same thing to you today. Trust in God, but also trust in me, says Jesus. Trust in God, but also, Jesus says to you, you can have full confidence in me. And then Jesus goes on to say, let me tell you why. Because in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And you know what? I'm going to prepare a place for you. Think of your perfect, peaceful place. Think about your perfect heaven right now. And that's what Jesus is preparing for you. Where is the one place on this planet you find peace and you love to be? That's where he's going to prepare a place for you. Because he made you, and he knows you, and he knows all about you. And he knows that when you pass from this earth, this world, to the next, you will be going to a far better place. In my house, says Jesus, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. This is the word that I wanted to bring you. Let not your heart be troubled. I'll say it again. Let not your heart be troubled. Say this after me, real quick. Say this. Let not my heart be troubled. Say it again. Let not my heart be troubled. Indeed. Jesus says, trust in God and trust in me. I've said this before, but many times. There's been this song that I used to sing as a child. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, you have to trust and obey. Beloved, it is so exciting to know that we can trust him. That we can continue to trust him. Why? Because he's promised that. He's made us that promise. He says, I am going to prepare a place for you. And when he prepares a place, don't you think that he can bring about all the things that he needs to do on this world, in this world, for you and for me? Don't you think he's able and willing to do that? But there's something that is required of us. He doesn't want us to panic. He doesn't want us to get scared. He wants us to trust him. You see, it's the evil one that wants to take trust out of the equation because he wants you to panic. He wants you to get scared. He wants you to be frightened, concerned about your future. He wants to say to you, nah, you're going to have to work this out on your own. You're on your own on this one. No one's going to help you. You are stuck and you are alone. Why are you bothering to trust in God because he's never come through for you before? Think. Stop and think about your life. Stop and think about your life before you knew Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Compare your life now to what it is or what it was. Compare it, and you can see for yourself what God has done in your life. You can see for yourself how he has changed your life. You can see it, and therefore it makes it easy to trust. You're not trusting in blind faith here, beloved. You're trusting in a Savior that you know. You are believing in a Lord Jesus Christ that has proved himself to you time upon time upon time and will continue to do that. You see, God Almighty likes to do things in your life that it wouldn't be possible for man to do. Because then you give all the glory to Almighty God. Whenever we get a donation coming through the post or through the bank, whenever that happens, we say, thank you, Jesus, because we know that it would never happen unless it was through Jesus. It's not man, it's him. That is so important in our lives here at Worship Radio 247. And we trust in his word all the time. Why? Because we know that he loves us. We know that we know that we know that we know that we know. And so therefore, Jesus' commandment, love one another as I have loved you. You can see that in John 13. Love one another as I have loved you. We love each other with an agape love, with an unconditional love. That is hard sometimes, but that is what God requires that we do. And our reward, he says, I am going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And what I especially love is when he says this, when everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, so that always you will be where Almighty Jesus is. Wherever he is, you're going to be. Why? Because that is your desire. And that is his desire. That's what love is. We just need to know that we need to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You must trust and obey. Thank you, Lord. I give you honor and glory and power for your word today. And I say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, trust and obey.
for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You must trust and obey.